You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I review some new movies, including the new Disney Princess movie, Eddie Murphy's first sequel in years, and Tom Holland and Daisy Ridley's first collaboration. Our first movie is Disney's latest animated feature, Raya and the Last Dragon, which is the first Disney princess movie since Brave to cut back on the old singing and romance tradition. It's an action-adventure movie set in Southeast Asia about a young princess named Raya, voiced by Kelly Marie Tran, who must unite all the pieces of a magical gem, which was broken because of the greed and mistrust from the other lands, before an evil force eradicates the whole world. To continue her journey, she brings to life the last remaining water dragon named Sisu, with a funny voice by Awkwafina. The movie uses echoes from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Mad Max, Ocean's 11, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Aladdin, while providing some of the most beautiful animated sequences I've ever seen. The voice cast also includes Benedict Wong and Gemma Chan, and both Tran and Awkwafina are excellent as these open-minded characters who are trying to provide world peace, and it relates to both kids and adults on that notion. Whether you see it in theaters or on Disney+, it's an absolute delight. 3.5 stars. Next up is Coming to America, the sequel to one of Eddie Murphy's funniest movies, in which he reprises his role of Prince Akeem, along with Arsenio Hall as his aide and best friend Semi, and James Earl Jones as his father, the King. This time, his father, on his deathbed, informs Akeem that before he met his true love, he conceived a son in Queens, New York, so he travels back to America to find his boy, who is a ticket scalper, and he and his family are thrilled beyond words that he's of royal descent. Jermaine Fowler plays the new heir to the throne. The all-star cast also includes Tracy Morgan, Leslie Jones, and Wesley Snipes. Coming to America is just as funny as the original because of how Murphy commits to his role without hamming things up. It also gives the women of his character's fictional African country Zamunda a strong sense that they're not objects, and Fowler also does a much better job than Jesse T. Usher did in the 2019 Shaft movie. Sequels are not always called for, and I have seen worse examples, but there are exceptions, and Coming to America is one of them. There's a lot going on, and it's funny and honest at the same time. 3.5 stars. And lastly, we have Chaos Walking, which is one of the worst movies of the year and stars Daisy Ridley as a young woman who crash lands on a planet that claims to have no women and has all the men reading their thoughts out loud. Tom Holland plays the only one willing to help her dodge some bad guys who want her dead. Let me tell you this in the words of the Grinch regarding all the thoughts. It's one thing I hate. All the noise, 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 noise. The only moments that do work are when Cynthia Erivo shows up, but then the special effects and thoughts drive you to the point of confusion and madness. You can't follow the story with all this talking. It's like you're trying to talk to somebody on the phone, and people keep bugging you at the same time. Ridley and Holland are both fine actors, but their characters are cheesy in Chaos Walking. 1.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.